Hey guys, countdown to kickoff, day 34 here at Cyclone Fanatic. Brought to you today by Becca Fleece. Love to travel. She's the best damn travel agent you will find. I had a long talk with her a couple weeks ago, and I was talking more like a marketing dude than I was a guy trying to sell her advertising. And I'm just like, man, I don't think that people understand what it means to use a travel agent. I think most people think, well, why would I pay somebody to book this flight and hotel for me or resort when I could just go on to one of the websites and do it? That's not how it works. You're not out anything, except you're using a professional who visits these resorts, who's been there, who gets better rates because of her connections and can get you better rooms. It doesn't cost you a dime. Why wouldn't you? I will never book a vacation in like a tropical place or in the Rockies or whatever, ever again, without using a travel agent. And I'm going straight to Becca Fleece. Love to travel. She's a huge Cyclone fan. Her and her husband, they live in South Dakota and they drive to every Iowa State basketball game. Diehards. And we would love it if you would support her and her company. Love to Travel by Becca Fleece. Book with Becca today. Fall camp starts tomorrow as we're here at day 34 of our countdown to kickoff. We're almost a month from the 2017 Iowa State football season. By the time you're listening to this, Brent Bloom and I are vacationing at the Lake of the Ozarks. One last getaway before.
Hey, my mom and dad are down there right now.
Where are they staying at?
I have no idea.
Well, that's where Bloom and I are at.
Sorry, I stopped your train of thought.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking I had a great transition here. No, we got fall camp starting tomorrow. Jared, you will be there all day. You get to watch the open practice. What are you looking forward to the most?
I don't know. Getting out in the sunshine? I don't know what the...
That's great analysis for our listeners.
See, the thing about this open practice is that they're not going to... They don't show us anything. I get to get out there and watch some people hit some people.
Yeah. I mean, like, what player? Like, give me a couple players. Like, who do you want to see and pat it up?
Joel Lanning.
That's good analysis for our people.
Johnny Lang.
That's really good. Because I'd like to see, if I could be there, and I was actually pissed when I found out.
Matt Leo.
I need to start vacationing a week earlier because I've missed the open practice a couple years in a row now. I want to see what Matt Leo looks like in pads.
I've seen him without pads on.
He's a massive human being.
Yeah, he's a scary-looking guy. He actually lifts sometimes with my friend at the state gym.
Matt Leo is lifting at state gym?
Yeah, with my friend.
Why?
I don't know, because he likes to lift with my friend.
Why doesn't he use the state-of-the-art Iowa State football facility?
I'm sure he does, but then he probably
just wants to lift more. That's all Matt Leo does. He just eats protein and lifts weights and then kicks ass on the football field.
And kicks it with kangaroos.
Apparently. That's funny that you named those two guys because I think Lang, starting the offensive side of the football, I think he's one of the more intriguing Cyclones in fall camp. Now, this could be a situation, and we've all been there before, where it's like a guy gets a ton of hype and doesn't really play in the fall. That could be the Johnny Lang case, but I could also see him being a bit of an outlier.
Yeah. I mean, it could also be where he doesn't get to play just because he's got two really good guys in front of him. And if Kenny came
back. But he's different.
Yeah.
Especially if Kenny's not there.
It's like a little Darren Sproles type
guy. Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could use him. I see this guy as like a kick returner.
Yeah. Yeah, see, he could play that role if Kenny can't play.
What about him and Kenny back there? Let's go. Turn him loose.
You lose. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You lose what? Work.
You lose a little blocker if you put two guys back there. Do they always put two guys back there?
I think so.
Okay, I couldn't remember if they were putting two back there before or not, or if they just had Kenny back there by himself.
Well, there's usually like one primary guy you want, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that would be a good scenario, I would say, because I think both of them probably have the talent to take one of the house based on what I've ever seen of them. I mean, we know Kenny does, but... Yeah, I mean, Lang is one of the ultimate unknowns. We don't know anything about that guy. Literally nothing. We know about as much. We know less about him than we knew about Jacob Park going into the season last year.
You know, my prediction is Lang won't play.
No. I wouldn't be surprised.
They're going to try and space out these running backs a little bit.
Yeah, they got a lot of good running backs. It's just like I was saying in the on the yesterday podcast.
Yeah. We'll see, though. I love having weapons. I love having weapons. On the offensive side of the football, some other things to watch for. Chase Allen, we haven't really seen anything from Chase Allen.
No.
And that's an aspect
outside
of this,
the spring game, yeah.
And that's an aspect of this offense that we, you know, the tight ends have literally been non-existent the last 2 years.
Yeah, I wrote about it. 9 catches in 3 years.
Oh. So that would be something that I would be really zoned in on with fall camp coming up, specifically Chase Allen. In the offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line is always something to keep an eye on. On the rest, is there a point where you look at the receiving room and it's like, do you think any some of those guys might leave? They've got so many guys. It's going to be tough for some of those guys to get into the rotation.
So you've got DeShante Jones and Alan Lazard as your top dudes right now.
Yeah.
You've got Matt Eaton, who I project will be a third starter. Hakeem Butler, who will play a lot. Carson Epps isn't going anywhere. He's a junior. I mean, that's your top five, right?
Iowa State just announced its men's basketball schedule.
Keep in mind, we're recording this for Sunday.
I know, I'm just saying. It's just convenient that we're right in the middle of this, in the middle of the podcast. I was thinking more like a Jalen Martin.
Yeah.
Or,
you know what I think, though? I think it's such a generational deal. It's funny, because I notice this on the boards all the time. We're just in such a transfer-heavy culture where everybody just, oh, they'll just leave.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think football's a little different.
We're also a little bit of pessimists here in when it comes to the clones sometimes, especially Iowa State football. Probably even more so Iowa State basketball. It's like Terrence Lewis tweaks his knee and all of a sudden everybody thinks his career's over. Can he keep walking?
Were you getting a lot of that when you reported that the other night?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of people tweeting at me.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think we are just pessimists by nature.
Yeah.
But you can't blame us.
I mean, after so many kicks in the stones, when you have to make a nut cup to protect yourself from the cyclone kicks in the stones.
They would not let me make the nut cup.
But we had to make it. They didn't let us, though.
I wanted to make it
yeah.
and sell it.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't let me. I wanted to profit off of Iowa State's fans' tears.
We need to sell. We just need to sell nut cups and stickers and then say, don't put them on the nut cup. Don't put them on, air quotes.
I still don't understand why Iowa State shot that down.
I don't. It's probably because they don't want to have their brand associated with the fact that they constantly kick people in the stones.
It's fun though. Like it's.
Oh yeah.
It's not like we're hoping that that happens.
We're laughing at ourselves.
Yes, that's what it is. It's not a screw you guys.
Let us laugh at ourselves, Iowa State.
I get it. Like their explanation to me was exactly what you were saying.
I'm gonna write an open letter to Iowa State why we should have the nut cups.
Their explanation was we don't want our brand to be like the lovable losers anymore, which I get. I respect that.
It worked for the Cubs.
Yeah, this is true. I respect that.
Yeah.
What I was wanting to do was make a positive, like a fun, jokey thing out of like a just really a horrible 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 decades of being an Iowa State fan. That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to give people a reason to smile. That'd be a great novelty to have, like, in your man cave.
It might be even
frame the nut cup in, like, a glass case.
It might be even better, though, that we don't have them. That they're still just a talking point. We're probably talking about them more we don't have them.
It's kind of like Rob chasing down Steel Jantz for the Where Are They Now.
Right.
We know it's probably never going to happen, but we want to talk about
it. And even if it does, it will never be as good as the 4 years that that we've been talking about how Rob's going to get Steel Jantz for the Where Are They Now.
You're right. The defense, let's look at what we find interesting. I mean, the D-line is really where my mind immediately goes to with Ray Lima. What's going on with Tagamoa? Is he even going to play? Matt Eaton, you already brought him up. Jaquan Bailey's interesting. I mean, he's kind of the guy who we know is going to play at defensive end, but they don't really have him listed as a starter or anything. But I think they do that with him more for a motivating tactic. Jaquan?
Oh, yeah.
What about his brother? Is he going to play at all, I wonder?
I didn't even see him on the depth chart.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play yet. He'll play eventually.
DeAndre Payne at cornerback. I love that move.
I'm glad that they were able to get Reggie Wilkerson so that he could stay there.
Yes.
Because I was scared they were going to have to move him back to the star position again.
Totally agree.
I think that's another one that'll be interesting is the Everett Edwards, McEnroe, Alexander battle for that star position. I think those were the two guys that were there, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got some flexibility on the defense this season that they maybe haven't had here in the past couple years.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It comes down to the line, though. You've got to be able to just not even stop the run. But
it would sure be nice if they had a...
You can't be a wet paper towel up front.
If they had a big 6'5", 310-pound guy from California to anchor that baby.
Are you talking about Ray Lima?
No, I'm talking about Camillo.
Oh. I don't know. Like, I have a bad feel. I've just seen too many summer JUCOs just not work out.
Yeah.
Not that he won't eventually. But, like, if Tongamoa is, like, a real, like, playmaker in the first 6 weeks, I'll be shocked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
Because even if he can play, he's not going to be in shape. I'll guarantee you he won't be in shape.
I'd like to see him within the city limits before we
start talking about him
getting on the football field.
He's not even here.
Yeah.
I think he will.
Yeah, I think he'll get here. When?
I think Lima is a dude. I can't wait to watch him.
I think he's a dude. I think Matt Leo's a dude. I think Jaquan's a dude. You got some dudes.
A lot of dudes.
I think Uwazurike's a dude. There's more guys in that defensive line room that on paper will be good players.
What? I'm looking at this Phil Steele deal. He has Darius Lee Campbell listed as a starting safety. What the hell?
Well, I mean, they wouldn't have had Reggie Wilkerson then.
Yeah, but would you put Darius Lee Campbell?
No.
Interesting.
Darius Lee Campbell's played more positions on the field than probably anybody else on the team.
Yeah. What about Lima at D tackle? That's not really going to happen, is it?
I thought he was a nose guard.
Well, whatever. It's the same. Interior line.
Yeah, or Leo, you mean. Leo or Lima.
Yeah, I thought he was going to just be strictly outside.
I thought Leo was on the outside. But Lima's the inside guy.
Yeah, but then on the depth chart, they had Leo on the inside.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you said Lima. So
oh, I'm
okay,
sorry.
Yeah.
No, I meant Leo.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, David Irving played on the outside, too, and they moved him inside, and it worked out pretty well.
Yeah. Interesting. A lot to take in over the next 4 weeks. We'll thanks to Iowa Pork, our sponsor for Iowa State football coverage all season long here at Cyclone Fanatic. Thanks to Becca Fleece. Love to travel. Book with Becca. We love it. Best damn travel agent you'll find. Promise. Book with her today. Get that winter vacation locked in. I'm going on vacation. Jared and Rob will have awesome coverage from Iowa State fall camp this entire week. Specifically tomorrow when we had the big like open media one. That'll be fun.
And media day on Thursday.
Yeah, media day is on Thursday, yeah. Yeah. Big week. Sorry, I'm going to be gone.
No, it's all good. My birthday's on Wednesday, but it's all good.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Man, I'm missing a big week.
Yeah.
My God. All right. Have a great week. Have a great end of your weekend, everybody, and enjoy fall camp coverage coming up here at Cyclone Fanatic.